Signaler Afghanistan. To be honest, I didn't think. It's like something clicks in you. You go into over mode. You don't know what you're doing. You just know you're doing it. And luckily, I performed and I did my job. But there's always fear and you're always scared and you don't show anything. You don't show any fear. You just have to fight through it. Private Western Front. War is a great leveller. It shows the man as he really is. Not as he would like to be, nor as he would like you to think he is. It shows him stripped, with his greatness mixed with his pathetic fears and weaknesses. And though there were disappointments, they were more than cancelled out by pleasant surprises of the little men who suddenly became larger than life. Battle of Balaclava.
Our heavy cavalry now advanced and charged into them. We then expected to be ordered to sweep down on their right flank. But, much to our chagrin, we were held as spectators of unequal combat for more than 10 minutes. We could distinctly hear the din and shouts of our people, being only a few hundred yards off. Our excitement became very great, and I am of the opinion that nothing but the strict discipline under which we were held prevented us breaking loose to assist our comrades of the heavies.
Edward Campion Vaughan. Duly, I hauled myself out of the mud and gave the signal to advance, which was answered by every man rising and stepping unhesitatingly into the barrage. The effect was so striking that I felt no more that awful dread of the shellfire, but followed them calmly into the crashing, spitting hell.